B-Pod Studios.
I'm not going to do that thing, Trey. I'm not going to do that thing that we talked about, which is I completely overreact to two very nice wins over the weekend. I'm not going to do that. Not going to overreact. But the Sixers are going to the finals, baby!
I think so, too.
The Sixers are going to the finals!
There's no way to overreact. I mean, you know, these guys right now are playing excellent basketball.
I am giddy. I am overwhelmed with joy. Watching the game Friday night, I had something going on Friday night, right? So I had to tape the game and I had to watch it later. And oh my good, I actually did a great job. I turned notifications off on my phone. I didn't even look at Twitter. I barely looked at Twitter. And then I watched the game Saturday morning. And oh my goodness gracious, was it incredible! It was absolutely incredible. And then yesterday afternoon, 3:30 tip off with the Lake Show, right? Mm-hmm. And they just took it to them. First off, defense optional for the first couple of quarters.
Oh, yeah.
Totally optional. And I love the cut of Brett Brown meeting with the guys, you know, having the side thing. And he goes, as soon as we play defense, we can get out of here. Like, as soon as we man up, we can get the heck out of here. And sure enough, they played a little bit of defense, and that was all they needed. But 143 points scored by the 76ers yesterday. Tobias Harris is nothing short of a godsend. It feels like it's a very rare thing that in sports, as a fan base, it's pretty unanimous as to what you wanted the 76ers to do at the deadline. And I feel like everybody wanted them to go get that power forward because they watched Wilson Chandler and they looked at him and they're like, all right, this guy, he needs some oil or something. Like, he needed to get this guy an energy bar or something. Not that I think he ever lacked effort or anything. It just wasn't there for him. So they got rid of him. They bring in a power forward that can shoot threes, that can get rebounds, that can score in the paint as well, obviously. And it's exactly what this team needed to round out their starting five. And the bench players that they got, you know, not too bad. That's not terrible by any means. TJ McConnell hit a three yesterday, so you hope that he continues to take steps forward in his NBA career. Joel Embiid, an MVP candidate, we know that. Ben Simmons shooting a three yesterday. This team continues to just build. It was incredible yesterday. Watching them just dominate. I can't, like, you look at a team score, 143 points in that game. And everybody getting involved. It wasn't just 37 from Joel Embiid. It was everybody getting involved in the game yesterday. And I can't remember a time, even last year, it was good, but he didn't have high expectations because it was still a very young team. And, you know, they were going to go up against a team like the Celtics that were playing some great basketball. But, man, I can't remember a time where I watched the 76ers play like this and I just thought, wow, finals. Like not even a question. I feel like they got the Boston tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving still battling a knee issue. You have all these things going wrong for Boston, and right now you're looking at the Sixers and you're going, tell me why they can't make the finals.
I'll tell you, the feeling that I got this weekend, and there's a few people out there that can relate to what I'm going to say, but when Moses Malone joined the Sixers in 83, there was that, all right, how's this going to work? Because you had Doc, you had superstars, mm-hmm. you had Doc, you had Andrew Toney, you had guys that could score that loved to shoot, and it was the first game, you're like, oh, that way. Oh, like he's going to grab every rebound and just put it back. Or, oh, you just feed him down low and he scores that easy. Oh, okay, this is cool. Well, I'm telling you, Mark, I swear to God, after watching Friday and watching yesterday, I have that same feeling. Like, oh, wow. Tobias Harris, yeah, he can fit right in. Not comparing Tobias Harris to Moses Malone by any means. But the firepower is similar to this group than it was in 83. And, you know, yesterday, you look at it. Here's their starters. 10 shots, 14 shots, 16 shots, 13 shots, 13 shots. That's perfect distribution. Four of the five starters, Ben Simmons shot 3-for-13. The other four shot 35-for-53, 66%. Like, and it's coming organically. Like, this is a offensive team the likes I haven't seen since 83.
This shouldn't be a headline because in the NBA you just don't practice anymore. That just didn't happen. But those guys stepped on the court having never played together, and they rolled. Like, they just looked like a team that had been playing together for 10 years already.
They had 7 turnovers yesterday. That's it. Right. 7. And they've played 30 minutes together. It's crazy.
I can't get over it. And to go along with what you were saying, I didn't think about Moses because I didn't get to experience that. Right. But Trey, when T.O. came to the Eagles, It was like, exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Immediate impact.
Uh-huh.
On the same page from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
When the Phillies got Cliff Lee at the deadline, it was like, oh, this is what they needed, absolutely, in 09, and they made it to the World Series. When you watch the Sixers this year, this is exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
I mean, they had an inconsistent bench that gave you some flashes, but you knew there was one consistent problem, and it was at the power forward position. And now you got a guy out there, Tobias Harris, who's a fun-loving guy who seemed like he needed to rediscover some kind of love for basketball. We'll let you hear what that means in a couple of minutes, because what he got into after the game Friday night was nothing short of a beginning of a love fest with Philadelphia. We'll get into that. But there is, unfortunately, as there seems to always be, whenever we get nice things, Trey,
mm-hmm.
there's a snake in the grass.
Of course.
There is somebody. Mm-hmm. There's a lion that sees an antelope in the distance, and he's in the weeds, and he's crawling, right? And he sees it, and he's going to pounce on it. And that lion's name, that snake's name, is Irvin Magic Johnson.
Okay, wait. Now, this, according to the story, Ben Simmons reached out to Magic.
I don't care.
That's what a colluder would say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But according to the story,
uh-huh.
Ben reached out to him to see if he could get some help.
Mm. Oh, really?
Just saying.
That's great.
And that's great that Ben wants that, but no.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it, according to the story.
Well, you know what? Facts are interesting, Trey, but I choose to ignore them. But in all seriousness,
yeah.
I don't need Magic Johnson sticking his nose in Ben Simmons' business. If Ben Simmons wants to learn about Magic Johnson, there's NBA TV, like, classic thing that they roll. Watch YouTube highlights. Whatever it is. That's how you learn about Magic Johnson. And if they are going to meet up, I would like to say right now, at 6:07, this beautiful Monday morning.
Not 6:00 Sanchez.
No, yeah, right. Be careful driving, by the way, folks. A little dangerous out there. I'm going to say right now, at 6:07 in the morning, on this Monday morning, February 11th, I would like to volunteer as the chaperone of that meetup.
Okay.
My grandparents went on their first date. Guess what? They had a chaperone, my Aunt Angie. She went, and you know what? You know all that ever said? All they ever said. My grandfather said to my grandmother, do you want some gum? Do you know why that's the only thing he said? Because it's the only thing he knew how to say in English. And the other reason is because he didn't want to overstep his bounds in front of a chaperone.
He was about to kiss her.
Yeah. So he wanted to freshen up a little bit.
I doubt that. Well, then he was offering it to her. I never thought about that. Maybe my grandmother had severe halitosis.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. As I dig into it now.
Does Magic Johnson have halitosis? 6-1-6.
But I...
Don't worry. That meeting is not going to happen.
Okay.
The league has to shoot this down.
Okay. They have to shut this down, but will they actually shoot it down? Because here's the thing. It's going to happen anyway in some way, shape, or form. The tampering is like the wink and the smile and the handshake behind the, you know, whatever, the backdoor thing. It's backstage. Tampering is something that they think they can control, but it happens anyway.
Yeah, but it can't be this blatant. I mean, LeBron and Magic are both just like kind of kicking at, you know, the doors a little bit, saying, I'm going to do this. You got anything to say? Kick it open a little more. At some point, the NBA just has to, Magic, like, stop.
If there's no chaperone, here's what I want to happen. I need there to be, an email exchange. All the emails are read by the Sixers first and then reported to Ben Simmons. And then all the replies are through the Sixers to the Lakers and then to Magic Johnson. Like, no direct communication.
What is the purpose of this? I mean, in this day and age, when you have all the film and everything is right there at your fingertips, why does he feel that he has to go see Magic Johnson?
No idea. Nothing you can't learn from a tape. Look what Joel Embiid did with Hakeem Olajuwon. He watched tape and he imitated him.
Yeah.
That's all.
Look how he learned to shoot. He YouTubed white people shooting. Like, come on. It's not that hard, people. Basketball's an easy sport.
There's other big guards you can learn from.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Like, Chris Paul's 7 foot, right? You can talk to Chris Paul.
Jason Kidd's like 6'4" or something. That's close enough.
I think he's 7'1".
Oscar Robertson, is he still alive?
I think he is.
He's fairly big.
Bob?
I don't know.
Anything prior to 1980, we ask Bob.
Yeah. Oscar? Is Oscar Robertson still alive?
Yeah, he's 80 years old.
All right. Bring him in.
He's doing fine.
You can go learn from Oscar.
Come on now. You're going to go after those triple-doubles, aren't you?
Stay away from Magic. Anthony Hardaway, he's coaching Memphis. Go learn from him.
By the way, have you seen Eric Snow lately?
Oh, boy.
Holy shnikes.
Eric Avalanche. On Twitter? Yeah, Eric, that's right. What? He's not snow anymore. He's Avalanche.
Eric Avalanche. Yeah. I saw that.
All right, we'll get into all this stuff today. Now, we do have our Twitter poll.
Give me some cardio tonight.
I'm going to the gym today.
Yeah. Keeping me awoke. Let's get our Twitter poll question brought to you by Window Nation. It's based on this Magic Johnson fiasco. Sam, what's it looking like?
This morning we asked, should the NBA approve Ben Simmons and Magic Johnson to meet? We have just under 400 votes so far. 36% say no, and the other 64% say no.
There we go. And what are our two options?
No and no.
Thank you very much, Sam Wilson. That's right. There, Trey. We're getting involved in that way. Yeah. I seriously would like to be the chaperone. I feel like there should be a chaperone. I feel like there should be representation there from the Sixers. Even after they approve it, or they don't approve it, but if they do, because how do you stop it? You would rather...
There's no way you can stop it. No,
exactly. So wouldn't you rather...
Like, you'd rather control it.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe you should be the chaperone. No one's messing with you. People ignore me.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to be able to stop this. I guess
Kendall will be the chaperone.
Yeah, Kendall.
Kendall was there last night.
Yeah.
14 and 2.
By the way, big controversy.
14 and 2.
Big controversy, by the way, over her attendance last night. She was a little tardy.
Ooh, really?
She was a little tardy coming out of that the halftime break.
I did notice that.
You notice that?
Yeah.
I rewound it to watch it.
It was like a good 2-3 minutes.
God, you guys really notice these things during the game?
You know, Bob, we like to go to the full extent when breaking this stuff down.
Yes, people need to know.
I saw on her Insta story, though, she was on a flight like 12 hours ago, so maybe she was prepping for that. So dedication that she was crunching her flight time.
She was doing some modeling thing in New York on Saturday. I fully stalked it out.
I didn't go that far.
Yeah.
But we'll break it down, not just Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, what are we breaking
down? We'll break down
nail polish.
Basically how this all comes together. And we're going to look at the schedule for their upcoming games and the schedule that the Sixers have against the quality opponents. When you look at the top three teams in the Eastern Conference, we know they're done with the Raptors. But now you got to look at the Celtics and you got to look at the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And we'll go from there. We'll also talk a little bit about a little experience over the weekend at a. Went to a comedy show, went to see Jim Gaffigan. He was phenomenal. But what do you do when people in the audience are completely obnoxious? We'll talk about that in a second.
You keep having this problem.
I do. I keep having this problem because I respect a performer.
There's one common denominator, isn't there, Trey?
Yeah.
It's me calling out the BS from people that aren't respectful of those on stage, Bob. Then, listen, Alicia Keys is probably the most talented human being on the planet. If you didn't love see her last night at the Grammys, and I love her, okay? I love her. And my wife is well aware that I love her.
She was once on my five.
She was once on your top five?
Yeah, well, you know, the five.
List?
Yeah, the list.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I had Alicia Keys on there at one point.
You have a list of five?
Yeah, it's an ever-evolving list.
I feel like one is okay, but...
Well, I mean, do you think I actually have a chance with Alicia Keys? It's not like it's actually realistic.
Alicia Keys with a chaperone.
I could make up 40 of these. I have no shot with any of them.
You know, my wife started telling me her list, and then you know what killed it? I rattled off mine, and then she goes, okay, we don't have lists. Oh, we got list, babe. We got list. 610-632-0975. Talk some 76ers coming up in a little bit. Also, Will Smith as the genie. Little teaser video got released last night, and we'll talk about that. A booby-trapped house that Sam found. Scary. With
creepy.
With a Philadelphia tie and some other of our favorite athletes. Two sitting with each other last night at the game that maybe after certain stories have come out over the last 6 months, you wouldn't expect these two to be sitting next to each other at a Sixers game. 610-632-0975. Main thing, do you believe right now the 76ers are going to the finals? 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. Time at the Fanatic, 614.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson, Tyler Zuli on the updates today. Who did we trade? We traded Salchunas to
Salchunas and a player to be named later.
Yeah, some cash considerations and a second round pick.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Second round pick.
Yeah.
High value.
Yeah, not bad.
That's a high value. Well, who's our GM? Elton Brand or something? Making moves like that. Coming up in this segment, that Bryce Harper thing is still out there, right? I'm going to have Tobias Harris talk to Bryce Harper. Because I think he could be helpful in bringing in Bryce Harper or maybe even Manny Machado. Because, I mean, Trey, you played in the city. You know what the fans are like.
Uh-huh.
You go around, right? Anybody else like Philadelphia?
Everybody.
Anybody else like it? Anybody like it? Like comparison, too.
Oh, is there anything anybody like? No.
Any fan base?
No. No, not at all.
What more do you need to know?
Yeah. Not that I've been around. In teams that I played on. I mean, because I only played here for 11 years. And then Jacksonville for 1 year, and that sucked. And then San Diego seemed like it was kind of like on the same level. So, yeah.
Oh, we have football. Cool.
Yeah.
I will give this to San Diego, though. Their tailgates were rather nice because it's beautiful weather,
all the time.
And they fill up, man. They would fill up that parking lot, but it was just something to do. Yeah. There was no passion there.
Yeah, it was only there for preseason.
Nonetheless. Yeah. So let you hear from Tobias Harris coming up in a few, and the great things he said about fitting into Philadelphia and fitting into the Sixers scheme here. Tyler and Bluebell, what's on your mind this morning, man? You like them Sixers?
Oh, my gosh, guys. I haven't been probably this excited about a Sixers team probably since the 2001 Iverson squad. But I'll tell you what. I am just seeing the writing on the wall. I just think it's a done deal. I think we're just going to get excited and get let down, and Ben's going to head to L.A. I just think between Kendall Jenner and that love interest, him wanting to meet up with Magic, him spending his off seasons in L.A., renting houses with Kendall. I mean, like, I don't think it can be any more clear that we're going to be eventually let down here, and he's just going to end up opting to leave. And plus, I think brand recognition out there from, obviously NBA players and their brand is a huge thing nowadays. I just think he feels all things add up that Los Angeles is for him, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I don't know. I think there's just a lot of people out there that feel the same way.
No, I feel the same way, Tyler. We've talked about it on this show before. I don't get the sense that, by any means, Ben Simmons is a career 76er. I think when he gets his first opportunity, and I've said this before, there was any talk about a meeting with Magic Johnson, or there when he was dating Kendall Jenner. I feel like he is going to be gone as soon as he possibly can. I think he just enjoys getting his NBA career started here, but when it comes to where he wants to end up, it's Los Angeles. Whether that be with LeBron James or whether that just be for the entirety of his career, I just think he wants to be in L.A.
And I agree. And then one last question, as we wrap this up, I just think if that's the case, I think you need to have an honest conversation with Ben about that, and then hopefully you can get a trade in place before he just leaves you with nothing, I just think if they can do that, while it'll be tough, I think if you can trade him to get some value back before he just walks out the door and leaves you with nothing, I think that'd be the ideal situation.
Yeah, but I don't know how you do that, Tyler. Thanks for the call. I mean, Bob, you've covered this for a long time. When you look at a situation like Ben Simmons, how do you know when you can get something back and or not? Is it just a matter of him saying, no, I'm not going to sign my rookie extension?
I just find it hard to believe we're talking about this after the two games we just saw.
I know.
But, no, I hear you. I don't. Do you look that far down the road if you're the Sixers? Are you? Is it in the back of your mind? Is it something that you really want to bring up to him right now? I don't know. Look, we all hear it. We all feel it. We all see it. His kind of, I don't want to say blatant blatant love for the West Coast, for the LA area. We've heard him, say some things that make you scratch your head, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm the organization, if I approach him about it, or if I say something like, look, you know, we want you here long term. I mean, he still has a few years left, so right. There's plenty of time to address that. I don't think you're thinking of, who, what can I get for him if he wants to go out there yet? I hope not.
No, I would hope not as well. But I was thinking about this last night, because I guess it's still a little bit of a fatalist mentality, even after the Eagles won the Super Bowl and all that. But not about Ben Simmons so much as how this season is going to play out. Does it go to the degree of they make the playoffs, they make it to the conference semis, mm-hmm. right? And they get bounced out then. And then everybody blames Brett Brown, and everybody hates Brett Brown and calls for him to be fired, when I still don't think he'll be fired, even if they get bounced out somewhat early. Elton Brand did put the line in the sand a little bit, though. I thought it was interesting when he talked about not only the process being over on Friday when he addressed the media, but he also talked about how this team is at least a conference finals team. And he said if they go there and they fall short, he's going to be disappointed. And it's good to hear that from a GM, finally. Sure. Especially when you went through the years of losing, you went through the year of disappointment with Brian Colangelo, and then the fiasco that was that offseason. It's good to hear the expectation be, no, the expectation is the finals. Mm-hmm. And even before the year, Brett Brown talked about that. He set the bar. My goal is the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing short of it. He's not going to make any bones about it. That is exactly where he wants this team to go. And that now, with the talent on this roster, how do you not get there? But when you talk about just short-term, long-term with Ben Simmons and the future of this team, I think about where they end up in this offseason and then where they end up after the year, and then in the next couple of years, what happens with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, it's legit. I'm watching this team play yesterday, and I'm having those same thoughts. You know, all right, how do they match up against Boston? How do they match up against Toronto? Is this team that much better? Yeah. I'm sorry, but yeah, after watching this team the way I did the last couple of games, I'm not worried about how the Sixers match up with Toronto, how they match up with Boston. Can Boston match up with the Sixers, and can Toronto match up with the Sixers? I don't think they can. I don't think defensively they can stop this team, either one of those teams.
They just look comfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. They went out yesterday, 143 points, second most points they've scored all season,
mm-hmm.
and it was the second game with this team. Second game with Tobias Harris starting, and it looks like a team that has just been playing together, like I said, for 10 years already.
And it's no coincidence that J.J. Redick had 34 points Friday night.
No, none whatsoever. Mm-hmm. The spacing is so much better.
Yep.
Like, I was a little concerned about maybe crowding the three-point line with a power forward that likes to play away when you already have a center that plays away. But that has actually helped J.J. Redick beyond what I could have even imagined in my wildest dreams. J.J. was joking about it after the game Friday night.
He was terrific. I love this.
Him and Jimmy Butler up there on the at the dais on the table there answering questions, talking about how J.J. Redick's like, I don't get open shots. What are you talking about? And it's like, well, what about the one at the top of the key? He's like, I had to run in a circle just to get that much open. The dribble handoffs, he gets some space. But
yeah.
Gosh, they're dribble handoffs with Joel Embiid setting screens for you at the top of the key. You better get open. But what I think what he means is he can't get open shots without running full-blown sprints around the court. That's how he does it now. Even at the ripe old age of, what is he, 32, 33?
34.
34. Jeez, he's even older than I thought.
Yeah.
And he's still getting it done like that. But this is what was interesting. And Trey, I want you to imagine that you're shopping around a little bit, right? Let's say you're in the prime of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And you might go to a Sixers game. And you hear the fans, right? That's a little bit of a selling point, is it not?
Absolutely.
To hear that environment?
Oh, yeah.
Hear the people screaming your name and all that stuff?
Hear the support.
Exactly. Now, uh-huh. So first thing you got to do is you got to fit into a new environment. And Tobias Harris, when addressing the media over the last couple of days, got into that. Got into kind of not just fitting into a new city, but fitting in amongst new teammates.
A lot goes into it when you're in a new situation of just trying to fit in the right way. And it's got to be a good balance of trying to fit in, but also be aggressive and to play your game. So a lot of study, but it's good because, you know, this is a really good team with great players, great guys, great coaching staff, and guys who want to help.
Tobias Harris comes out Friday night, his first game as a Sixer, chips in 14 points, pulls down 8 rebounds. Feeling his way out. Had a couple of threes in that game. He's just feeling his way out. Then after the game, he talks a little bit more about kind of the fan vibe towards him during his debut.
You couldn't ask for any better to come out and play a game like that. To get that type of reaction from the fans, you know, that meant a whole lot to me.
Hey, Harper. Hey, Machado. We already cheered you guys when you were playing for other teams in your last couple of visits to South Philadelphia. Imagine what we do when you put on our jersey, right?
Come feel the love.
Yeah. Come feel the love. That should put that on a
t-shirt. The problem is they've seen both sides.
Yeah, I guess this is a good point.
Yeah, they've seen both sides. You know.
Even more motivation to perform well.
Exactly.
So take it a step further. Tobias Harris now, what, his fifth NBA team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fifth NBA team. Imagine that. He's 26 years old.
Yeah.
Comes in here to Philadelphia, and he gets a text. I'll let him tell the story because it's pretty wild. Here he is again after the game Friday night.
After the game, somebody texted me and, like, sent me a video of me, like, smiling after a play. And they wrote me, it's like, this is literally the first time I've ever seen you actually smile in a game. And I was like, you ain't lying. So it was cool to see that and just have fun out there. I really had a lot of fun tonight.
I know we all look at the money and we all look at how much athletes are paid and all that. But nothing beats winning. And nothing beats having a good time with what you're doing, especially when you're a top-tier athlete. You're going to get paid. Like, mm-hmm. There's money to be had, whether that's endorsements, whether that's another big contract. You're going to make money. But to actually enjoy it, I remember talking about this with Fred Gadelli when we had him on some weeks ago, talking about Nick Foles. If he was just happy being here in Philadelphia and he didn't want to go anywhere else, yeah, you're going to make money. But to be happy what you're doing, that's a whole other thing. You can't put a price on that. Now, yeah, look, if you're a young guy, you're looking to make that first big paycheck, I get it. But for a guy like Tobias Harris, again, 26 years old, bouncing around from team to team throughout his NBA career already, to set foot on a court and actually be smiling and somebody noticed that and pointed out to him, I mean, that's got to be something surreal. That really does.
Yeah.
There was a video on Friday night where Boban was warming up or something. I don't know who had the video. I don't know. But somebody was just shooting him warming up. And Tobias Harris comes into the camera and goes, "That's my friend. That's my friend." And just kind of walks away, you know, looked right into the camera. Like, these guys are just having such joy being around each other in the short time that they have. Now, it starts Boban and Tobias obviously have this great thing. And now you can see it carrying over with Tobias Harris saying how much he loves it here. Boban talking about how excited he was on Friday night that he didn't even know how nervous he was. He didn't even notice he got a standing ovation. Jeez. You know, these guys are being treated like rock stars already. And then you see them on the dais and the way they talk and mess around with each other. That means a lot. And I think this is the start of something really special.
I can't get over the ovation. I mean, I get it because the guy has been very entertaining when he hasn't been playing basketball, but Boban, instant love, and the guy looks like he's coming up out of sand when he runs. Like, it's the most awkward thing you could watch. It really is. But the guy is just
Boban.
The guy is Boban, beloved already.
I don't believe you.
Somebody posted a picture of him holding a baby.
Yeah,
in the stands.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The baby looked like a little doll. Like, it looked like, is that a real baby? I don't know if anyone gave him a real baby.
He was taking a selfie with one fan in, like, the tunnel, and he took the fan cell phone to do the selfie. And it looked like,
you know, like when he extended
like
his arm,
a box
like
of matches,
like a mile away.
It looked like a box of matches or something. I was like, that's not a normal iPhone.
He's only what, 2 inches taller than Embiid?
But yeah, he looks like
Embiid's dad. Like, he could be like, this is my son, Joel Embiid. But it is funny to watch him play. It's crazy. And he had a couple of dunks where his 1 foot was still on the ground.
Tippy toe.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get Philly J and DC up here. What's up, Philly J?
How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
I just wanted to say some things. First of all, I remember last year, I was one of the few fans, and there was some other fans called up that did not want LeBron on his team. And, you know, I guess a lot of us was getting ripped and chastised for it and stuff like that. But I think the Sixers made the right decision, or LeBron helped the Sixers out by not coming here. I'm going to just leave it like that.
Why is that?
I just don't like the type of, you know, toxic environment the guy creates. He's just, you know what I'm saying? Look, the fans already talk about how Brett Brown needs to be gone. You already know if LeBron was coming here, you already know Brett Brown would be just like what Luke Walton's going through right now.
What's the toxic environment? Like, I know LeBron has this label, but what is the toxic environment? Like, I don't agree with the openly trying to recruit Anthony Davis or anything like that. But through the years, what toxic environment has LeBron James created?
Well, he got David Black fired when they were 30-11, second best record in the NBA.
He's not the first superstar to get a coach fired. Like, I hear you. I know what you're saying.
He tried to get Eric Spoelstra fired. Remember the whole bumping him during the timeout incident? But, you know, that wasn't going to fly because that was Pat Riley's guy, handpicked coach. And if you watch Graham Berenger's, interview with Coach K, Coach K had to, you know, scream at him, you know, look me in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't even look Coach K in his eyes. I mean, the dude is just, you know, I'm just glad.
Well, then Michael Jordan was the most toxic player that ever played in the NBA. I mean, that's what superstars do. You know what I mean? Like, that's what superstars do. No, I hear you, and I'm not
a LeBron guy.
Philly J, let me just say this. About LeBron coming here, the reason I actually wanted him in Philadelphia, aside from one of the greatest basketball players ever, is the fact that that would have made, I feel, Ben Simmons stick around longer. To have him, because like LeBron wants to play till he's, what, 38? Like, he wants to play with his son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
like a freshman in high school.
Exactly. So, like, so what, 5 more years? And he can play with his son, right? So, that would guarantee more or less that Ben Simmons would be sticking around for that much longer. Because he wants to play with LeBron as well. And that wouldn't give me a fear of him going to Los Angeles like I have right now.
See, the whole thing about the Ben Simmons thing, I like Ben Simmons, but if he leaves, for some reason, I don't know, I just wouldn't be upset if he was to leave. Like, I don't know, it's just something about him. Maybe the fact that, like, you asked the question, can the Sixers make it to the finals this year? I personally don't think so, because I think teams, once you get those 7-game series, they're going to exploit the fact that he doesn't shoot. I mean, you saw what Boston did to him last year. You know,
he's shooting threes now, Jay. That's in the past. It's his first. And I'm not going to let you rain on my parade, Philly Jay. Good talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. It was his first legit three. All this BS about, you know, earlier in the year, oh, he shoots his first three. Like, he heaved it. Like, it was this buzzer beater situation.
It was a shot,
but it wasn't like he was lining up a three. Last night was his first legit three.
Yeah, he lined
three
up a three, yeah.
He was like, I'm open, I'm going to shoot.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'm going for it. I mean, everybody played. I'm like, man, just take the three.
Well, Kendall was there courtside, oogling at LeBron.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to step your game up, you know?
I saw that. Had him playing all reckless.
Yeah. You
know? End up finishing the game with how many points? He had 8 points.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. 3 for 13 from the floor.
Do you think Kendall, like, says to him after the game, 8 points?
Yeah.
8 points, sweetie?
Yeah, for
8 points, babe?
You got to do better.
Do you think they're on babe terms? Do you think they're still on first name terms?
You mentioned it, though, partner. He likes to slap around the beef.
What the hell? I mean, for real. I mean, you know, I mean, really, like, would she pull him to the side and, like, you know what? I did all this travel.
I busted my ass going coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
I could have went home right after modeling.
Modeling gig. And
I pass up Grammys parties.
That's
for
right.
You.
And I come here, and you only give me 8 points.
I overheard her say to him after a game I was at recently, is J.J. Redick single? Just saying.
Bob, there's that angel tattoo.
Just saying.
610-632-0975.
Scorers get the girls.
Coming up. Here's what we got. Points? We got two things. We got two things coming up. We got the team reaction to the three-pointer attempted by Ben Simmons, as well as the play-by-play of Ben Simmons attempting a three-point. His first legit three-point attempt as a professional. We'll get into that. And then also, we'll hear from that snake in the grass, Magic Johnson, and also give you our teaser trailer movie reviews of Aladdin, and Will Smith is the genie. If you haven't seen it yet, we'll just do you the favor so you don't have to see it.
Find a safe space.
Exactly, and we'll describe it to you with amazing details. Time of the Fanatic is 6:42.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bob, what'd you make of Ben Simmons' three attempt?
I didn't mind it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, L.A. was doing that, and that's why he was attacking early. They were just backing off, and it wound up biting him in the butt because once he started just looking around, you have shooters everywhere on this team. But Yeah, it was in the flow of the game. It was wide open. It was. I was less surprised. No, I was as surprised as Joel Embiid that he took it.
Well, speaking of that, so here's the interesting thing. First off, he looks like a right-handed guy trying to shoot left-handed.
He is. He is.
Why?
Because
why
somewhere,
do that?
Because somewhere along the line, they saw that he could not. He wasn't a very good shooter, and they saw that he was ambidextrous, and they said, okay, let's shoot. I told you, one of the first times I saw him in practice, they gave him a ball, and it was they were having fun. He three-quarter court, threw it down the court, and almost made a basket. And I looked, and I said to the person next to me, did you notice that? And he, no, what? He threw it right-handed.
Well, when he threw out the first pitch, I think, for the Phillies, he threw it right-handed.
Yeah, when he throws baseball, we call him baseball, you know, if they need a long inbounds, he throws it right-handed.
That's the weirdest thing in the world to me.
It is.
And it looks awkward. Like, I'm ecstatic that he shot the shot yesterday. I'm ecstatic that he shot a three-pointer. But when you watch him shoot those long-range shots, he looks like a right-handed guy trying to shoot left-handed, which is a bad thing. Like, I don't know. I hate that. Well, and if he's not a good shooter, see, he still should shoot with his dominant hand.
Imagine how bad it looks right-handed if somebody made him switch to the left.
oh, he doing that? We're going to stop that. Here is the play-by-play. And you can almost hear a little bit of a surprised tone in Tom McGinnis's voice. Here he is yesterday.
So Kuzma shooting a three on the release, stuck out and tripped. I mean, that ought to really be looked at. Here's Simmons for three. No good. The crowd reacting to Simmons taking a three. Now he's 2 for 10. So don't be afraid to go back for now anyway to the driving game.
You hear him finish the call from before because he thinks he has time to do it. Because the last thing he's expecting is for Ben Simmons to go down the floor and then jack a three. Yeah. Now, you're right, but it was in the flow of the game.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it. I'm the guy that's been saying I want an outside shot. And what we were talking about with Philly J a second ago was the idea of Ben Simmons just having defenders like in the Boston series back up and not allow him to drive the lane. So now if you start to develop that outside shot, they got to come out and play you. And guess what you can do when you have them come out and play you? You can drive past them. So it's developing another thing to add to your arsenal, and that's what he needs. I love that he did. Did you see it, Trey?
Yeah, I saw it.
Flow of the game.
Flow of the game. I thought that, you know what? He's going to do it. He is. Oh, my God. It's fine. Oh, no, it didn't go in.
Almost did.
It almost did. It hit the rim.
It scooped in and out. That place would have gone wild.
it was better than LeBron's when
he airballed
three.
It.
Yeah. You know? You know, it was a good try.
It was a good effort.
It was a good try.
Now, J.J.
Good Redick, job, good effort.
J.J. Redick and Joel Embiid gave their own, they gave their takes on Ben Simmons' attempted three.
I wasn't shocked by it.
You sure?
I thought it was going in.
It was actually going in. Me personally, I was getting ready to run the play, and then I just saw the ball go over, and then I was oh, and then he caught me off guard, and then I'm like, I'm in a position where I'm like, okay, like what just happened?
He's the best.
What just happened? Did he trip and the ball just fell out of his hand? And it was, yeah. You know what though? I appreciate that he's trying to do it. I mean, especially when teams are going to play off on you like that. Go ahead and just. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you have to. You absolutely have to do that. Yeah. That is something he has to develop in his game. And I know when we talked about it some time ago, we talked about getting more points for Ben Simmons per game, and that's really not what I want to see. I mean, yeah, I'd love to see him score more, but really, I just want the threat to be there so they have to cover it. Like, that's just another part of the offense that the defense doesn't have to worry about. Now, that was the guys having some fun with him, right? You know who wasn't having a lot of fun with it? Ben Simmons. Here's Ben Simmons after the game when he was asked about his three-point attempt.
I just said, might as well come down and pull it. Didn't really think about it. Say what?
That was our own D-lineman that asked him that.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, good job, D.
He was like, yeah.
I had a wide-open look, so I thought I'd pull it. Yeah, he wanted nothing to do with that. The answer.
Because he takes himself real serious.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's so weird with him, because if you get him before an interview, like, he's a goofy guy. He's a fun, well, I don't want to say goofy, but like, he's a fun guy. Like, he was doing the what do you call it? The Talladega Nights, I don't know what to do with my hands. Amy Fadul and I were about to interview him, and he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And then the minute we started the interview,
yeah, it goes different.
It the minute that camera red light went on, it was coach speak.
Yeah, I was covering the team when he first came, so we could talk.
Yeah,
but then once the phone went up to his mouth, it was different. But you know, the confidence that's coming from him with the outside shot, I think, is directly coming from the foul line. We're talking like the last 10 games, he's 32 for 44 from the foul line, 73%. I think he's getting more comfortable with his shot. He's getting the feel from the foul line, and then that relates to playing in the games. And I really do think, because we had talked about it, the foul shot, like, I hate how his elbow goes out right before he's about to release it, but he looks like he's getting a little bit better there. Once you get more comfortable with a foul shot, then he's getting more comfortable with his outside game, I think.
We have talked about it. What do we say, Bob? It's the essence of a jump shot.
That is right.
But it's like he has to make it work, because LeBron's shot is kind of like that a little bit. It's not the purest of
and LeBron worked hard to get his shot where it is now.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was interesting from the introductory press conference with Tobias Harris. He was asked about becoming the type of player that will shoot threes. And what he had talked about was how, I believe it was Stan Van Gundy that went up to him and said, we need you to be the guy to shoot 5 to 7 threes a game, but you have to be prepared to go 0 for 7.
Right.
Or even 6 for 7. Like, I need that threat from you, is what Stan Van Gundy told Tobias Harris. So then Tobias Harris started working on his threes, started working on his outside shot, and that's how he got to the point that he is now, as a guy that will hit you a couple threes in a game, as a power forward. Like, that's part of something Ben Simmons still has to develop. And seeing him take these little steps is a great thing to see. Sean Adelko, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good,
I was at a, I just wanted to call, I got a story about Boban. I was at a process game like 3 years ago. We were playing the Spurs, and we're getting blown out. I mean, torn apart. And Pop puts in Boban for like the fourth quarter. He's going off. He had like 18 points and 10 boards in the fourth quarter alone.
I remember that game. I distinctly remember being at that game.
To the point where, and if you remember, the whole crowd is cheering for Boban at that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.